What's up, my confidence queens? Are you ready to feel confident as fuck? I'm your host, the confidence queen herself, Alicia Lechuga, and I am your confidence bestie. I went from trying to shrink my body in order to find happiness and approval to finally letting go of dieting, others' opinions, and inspiring hundreds of women along the way. This podcast is all about confidence, living unapologetically as yourself daily, and ultimate self-love. This is Confident as Fuck. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Confident as Fuck. Today, it is another solo episode. We're on episode 95. Amazing. I cannot wait. Thank you guys for being patient with me. If you guys didn't listen to last week's episode, episode 94, please go listen to that episode because I explain why I went on a little hiatus from you guys for about 4 weeks. And I know that that's not super uncommon in the podcast world, but it's uncommon for me. So go listen to 94 first. That's going to explain a lot of what's going on. Today, we're going to get into some fun stuff. We're going to get into a little 75 hard update and what I want to do after 75 hard because I have about 2 weeks left and I'm thinking of doing something a little different after. And we're also going to get into some like actual confidence stuff, which is really exciting. I'm like, this podcast needs to be more than like a life update and me telling you guys what's going on in my life. So we're going to get into a little confidence stuff. That's why I'm going through my notes. So welcome and let's get into it. Okay, first things first, something that I am loving this week has been, I had something in my mind and now I completely forgot. Well, I have been loving this stoicism book that Renee and I have been reading together. I honestly don't even remember the name of this book, so I can't link it for you guys. But the reason I've been loving stoicism is I just feel like I'm like in this place. If you guys listened to last week, then you know where I'm like, I need to get out of my own fucking way and I can't have all this stress. So definitely stoicism has been helping me feel a little bit more like not focusing on what is going on around me, but focusing on what I can control. And that's all we can really do is focus on what we can control and then leave the rest to just go and know that we have faith, right? Like we have faith in everything's going to be okay, fucking okay, right? So let's get into, that's what I've been loving this week. Sorry. I'm like so out of practice from talking to you guys that I'm like all over the place. I like think about all these things that I want to say at night when I'm about to go to sleep. I think about all these like good and juicy ways to say what I want to say to you guys. And then I don't say them correctly because I'm so hyped up and excited once I talk to you. Oh, well, I'm still going strong on the no nicotine, which I'm really happy about. Renee and I went to Laughlin to go for Renee's mom's birthday. And this is kind of what I wanted to give the update on 75 hard. I've been doing 75 hard, which means no drinking. And I knew that being in Laughlin was going to feel like harder not to drink because we're in a casino. It's fun. I knew that I would probably want to have nicotine while we were there. And just like I kind of told you guys at the beginning of 75 hard, like the first like awkward sit down of like at a restaurant where everyone's ordering like their drinks, that's probably the most difficult. Well, the same thing when we were in Laughlin is like the first day we gambled, obviously that didn't really feel awesome not to be drinking. Like it felt kind of like awkward. I felt like if I was drinking, I'd probably be having more fun gambling. And then I just started to think like, why the fuck am I viewing this as such a negative thing? Why can I not view this as a positive experience? Because it is so fucking positive. If you think about like why I'm doing 75 hard and why I'm pushing myself not to drink and why I'm doing all this stuff, it's for such a positive thing. So why am I looking at it as like, this is so negative? Like I don't look at my workouts like that anymore. I don't look at my workouts as, my nose is itchy just like always. I don't look at my workouts as this negative thing that I have to go and get done. I look at it as something exciting and something I'm excited to go do. I see my walk like that, my movement like that now. So why am I looking at drinking as like this negative thing? Like, oh, like I can't do it. And that's so annoying. And like, I'm so frustrated with the fact that I can't drink. And like, why am I not seeing it as like, I'm choosing not to drink right now? I think this is such a huge lesson for me in like life is exactly what you make it, right? Like life is exactly how we are perceiving it. It's our own perception. Like I don't have to see things the way that I'm currently seeing them in regards to not drinking on this 75 hard. I don't have to see things that way. I can just see them as I'm choosing not to drink right now because I have this larger goal that's so exciting that I'm just choosing not to drink right now. And if I think about it like that, it's like not such of a big deal. It's actually kind of fun and exciting. And so while we were like in Laughlin and I was kind of like in a crabby mood, like some of the time because I wasn't drinking, I started to think like, I really need to be able to enjoy myself. I need to be able to see not drinking in a positive way. And so I really want to get a hold of that. So that brings me to, it's day 60 of 75 hard right now. We are going to be done with 75 hard, not in 3 Fridays from now. So like not tomorrow, not next Friday, but the Friday after will be my last day of 75 hard. So what am I going to do after 75 hard? Well, as you guys know, this has been on my mind for like a few months now, but I am going to go out with Renee. We're going to have a drink. We're going to have a dinner together and that's going to be really nice. But after that, I'm going to create basically my own 75 hard or my own, I guess, like live hard type of program or whatever we want to call it. I don't know. Still haven't really finalized that, but I'm going to add some things in there that I personally really want to work on. And I'm going to keep certain aspects of 75 hard that I really like. So some of the things that I definitely want to keep in my rotation is the daily movement aspect. I really, really like that. I think it's kept me so accountable to the gym because I can't really like get out of it. And I can't say like, oh, like I already did like something this week. That's enough, right? Like it really keeps me accountable to going every single day. And it also really has improved my mood because I get out of the house every single day on a walk. Like no matter what, I get out of the house. I have to remove myself from working. I have to remove myself from my stress and my anxiety, and I get to leave the house. So I want to keep in that 45 minute outdoor workout or daily movement outdoors, which for me is usually just a walk with Nikki. I want to keep the 45 minute movement because like with the 75 hard, like no matter if I weightlift or if I do yoga or I do something, like I'm moving my body 45 minutes twice a day. It really fucking helps. So movement, 45 minutes a day, that those are staying in. I think I'm going to change the book to audiobook, which I've pretty much already done, but listening to my audiobook daily. And then I want to add in, like I said, some stuff. So I want to clean up the diet a lot more. I think I want to be a little stricter on my diet. And I don't know how exactly that's going to look, but that's something that I want to dial in. And then second, I want to also add in some work stuff. So while I was talking with Michelle last week, she was like, I don't know if I recorded before or after this, but I was telling her like, I'm so frustrated because I don't get to work on my job all the time. I don't get to work on my business all the time. And that's so frustrating. And she was like, no one gets to do that. Like, that's very rare that someone puts 100% into their business right away. Like, so many people work like part-time jobs to keep up with their business, or they work on like separate things to bring in more money or whatever. Like, you're kidding yourself if you think you're going to have 100% of your time to dedicate to your business. And honestly, you don't even really need that. You just need focus. And so something that I want to add to the 75 hard is business stuff for me, whether that be like posting a reel a day or posting like content daily for myself or Lechuga Trekking, something like that. I think every single day is going to be very, very helpful for me during the next phase of the 75 hard. I'm also going to keep not drinking because of what I said before. I want to have this like discipline with myself where I can learn to have fun. I can learn to focus on other things. I can learn to let go of this need where I feel like I have to have this habit of drinking to like escape on certain days or drinking to have more fun or whatever. I really want to get rid of that mentality. So I'm going to be removing that for a while. And I have specific days that I will be drinking kind of already planned out. So like so let's say 75 hard ends for me April 20th, right? I just want to give you guys kind of like a timeline. Renee and I are going to drink that weekend for sure. I don't know if we'll drink just one day. I have to kind of see what I feel like when I drink. I don't know how that's going to feel. And then I'm going to go right back into it. And then June 1st, which would be like a month. And so that would be like 6 weeks from when I start again. That's my nephew's 18th birthday. So I will drink that day. It's going to be a family pool party. I think it's going to be really, really fun. And then after that, July 4th, I mean, maybe that, which is a month. Maybe I may drink then. Maybe I may not. Just kind of depends. And then my sister, we're going to Cabo. So maybe like, you know, those little things. But I really want to plan in like when I'm drinking. And it's not really just drink just for fucking drinking's sake. So yeah, that's what's the update on 75 Hard. I'll give you guys like a body update once I finish 75 Hard because I haven't even taken a second picture. That's also something I want to add in on the second round is taking more photos. I take like a progress picture when I am in the gym every day, but I have clothes on, so it's kind of different. So I want to take like a picture a week. I really want to get back into that because I think it keeps me really accountable to looking at my progress and seeing how I'm doing and really being honest with myself. So yeah, that's that. That's 75 Hard. Now let's talk about confidence. Let's talk about like the psychological. Let's talk about some stuff that we're actually chatting about in Baddie Girls Club right now. So even though I was on a hiatus from you guys, I was in a hiatus from kind of promoting my business. My business didn't stop. We're still running Baddie Girls Club. We're still having a great time in there with all the ladies that are in it right now, which is amazing. We are in month four. So we just started month four. So if you were like thinking about joining Baddie Girls Club last time, I would highly suggest getting in before we do our live event, which is in July, July 4th weekend, actually. I would highly suggest getting in before that event happens so that you can come to that event. A lot of the girls that are in it now will probably do Baddie Girls Club again because the alumni price is like unbeatable, honestly. So I would say you're going to be able to not only like come to that event in July 4th weekend, it's July 6th. You not only get to come to that event for free, you're going to get to bond with the other girls in the group. And you're also going to get the next 2 months for free, or not for free, but you're going to get the next 2 months to also bond with them virtually, but get in before July 4th. So we're in month four right now. We're in April, we're in month four. And what month four really is for Baddie Girls Club is self-love. And it's about self-love and how do we actually love ourselves without attaching it to different things in our life, mostly the way that our body looks, right? But this can also go along with like career goals. It can go along with like keeping our self-worth in like how many friends we have or how much money we have or how big our apartment is or how nice our car is or a combination of all of these things, right? And so what we talked about yesterday on our Baddie Girls call was, what do we like really tie our self-worth up in? And a really good way to kind of like figure out what that is to say like, I'm so proud of myself, but, right? I'm so proud of myself, but. And what we're looking for here is to find what things or what outside forces are we like judging our own morality on, right? So we said in the Baddie Girls call, I'm just looking at my notes here. How do we love ourselves right now, not when we're reaching a certain goal, right? How do we give love to ourselves now, not when we get the house or when we get into a relationship or when we reach that certain goal and we're able to get on the beach in our bikini? Like, how do we get on the beach in our bikini now? You know, like, how do we love ourselves now? Like, it's not about the beach and the bikini. It's about so much more, which is why like body confidence was so fun for me to do, because like wearing a bikini out in public when I'm not super skinny or at my goal body is so empowering, but it's like so much fucking deeper than that. Because honestly, we can just hide. We can just like not go to the beach, or we can just like not wear the bikini, right? Wear something else to the beach. Yeah, like, yeah, that hurts for like an hour or two, but like then we forget about it when we go back to work, right? It's so much deeper than that. Like, that is not what's actually holding us back. What's actually holding us back is truly loving who we are on the inside. So how do we start doing that? How do we start loving ourselves from the inside before we get to the outside? And I think this is like the essence of Baddie Girls Club. When I talk to women after Batty Girls Club, what they learned the most and what they had the best time with, a lot of them have said that I truly started to love myself without changing my physical appearance. And that's something that I've never done before. So we want to figure out, what morality do we place or associate with self-love, right? And I think when we think of morality, right, we think of like moral standing. Well, we attach moral standing to so many different things. We attach moral standing to how skinny you are, how healthy you look, how much money you have, right? Like, we attach moral standing to so many different things. And that's from what we're fed in the media, what we're fed through movies, like what we're fed through everything, right? You see like a person who's overweight and we automatically think like, oh, she's lazy. Like, she doesn't go to the gym, right? We always think like someone who, you know, has like messy hair or is a little bit more not put together, like they are scatterbrained and they don't have time, right? Like, we associate these different things. This person who drinks green juice, they must be super healthy, right? We associate different things with moral standing. And that's just what our society does. So what morality do you place on yourself? What do you associate those things with? So a good way to figure that out, and some of the journal prompts I gave to the baddies this week, which I'm going to give to you as well, is when you think about fully loving yourself in every way, what holds you back from doing so? Like, I would truly fully love myself, but I was mean to someone for no reason last week, or I get too drunk and I speak my mind, or I try to go to the gym, but I don't hold my promises to myself. Like, what is it, right? And we want to figure out what morality we're placing on these things, right? So if, for example, like you feel guilt or shame for not sticking to your weight loss goals, then you may be associating your ability to commit to things and hold yourself accountable, which is basically confidence, with weight loss or your body image. Now, if that did not click for you, for a reason that you may be feeling like, I'm not very confident, not because of exactly how your body looks, but because what you're associating with the weight. You associate the weight with not committing to yourself, with not being there for yourself, with overindulging, with not doing what you said you're going to do. You're associating that with the weight, which is why A, the weight's never coming off, and B, why you don't feel confident in yourself no matter what. And you only feel confident when you lose weight. So try those journal prompts out this week. Join Batty Girls Club, because this is the type of stuff that we are talking about. We are talking about, like, how do I get out of that? How do I get out of doing that? Like, where do I let that go? How do I figure out how to let it go? Well, that's what we're talking about in Batty Girls Club every single week. And we're not only doing that like as a one-on-one session, we're doing it as a group. So we're doing it in a group Zoom setting. We're doing it on Telegram. And we have a guest speaker every single month who is going to give you insight from their perspective on exactly what we're going through. So every month, the speaker not only is different and goes with the monthly theme of Batty Girls Club, the guest speaker is also like getting insights from me, and I'm telling them like, hey, this is what the current group is going through. Like, here's how to tailor your work to them. They let you ask questions. Like, it's amazing. We meet via Zoom twice a month and we're talking every single day on Telegram. I feel so good about where I am currently and about the ability for me to like let go of this feeling that I was having over the last few weeks. And I just want to say thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for being there for me even through my hiatus. I promise Confident As Fuck is not going anywhere. We will have guests returning, just not at the current moment. But if you want to be a guest, slide into my DMs over on the podcast Instagram at Confident AF Podcast on Instagram, or me, Alicia, the Confidence Queen, with 2 underscores at the end. I love you guys so, so much, and I'll see you soon.